As of August 26, there have been 5 cases of monkeypox notified in Western Australia, luckily all of which have been acquired overseas. And while any person can contract monkeypox, the current outbreak is overwhelmingly affecting men who have sex with men. In fact, a recent UK study published by the New England Journal of Medicine, which looked at 528 monkeypox infections since the start of the outbreak, found that 98% of these infections had occurred in this group. Gay Perth venue Steamworks have been working alongside the WA Department of Health, M Clinic and the West Australian AIDS Council to ensure the venue is as safe as possible. This week, announcing access to some of the first vaccines available in WA in an on-site walk-in vaccination clinic at the Steamworks venue. Joining me to talk all about it is Mike Drummond from Steamworks. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. For those who might not be familiar, can you tell us a bit about Steamworks and its history?
Yes. So look, Steamworks is a gay male sauna. And effectively, in the past, it was a place where men could meet and engage in sexual relations. And I guess it was just it was a much safer alternative to beats and in other locations that people have generally sought out to have anonymous encounters. The venue has been running for 26 years. And in that time, its purpose has changed slightly. You know, as being gay is not such a crime, and it's not so in the closet, so to speak, anymore. The venue has kind of changed its role, and we've become a much more social venue now. So whilst we still cater to the market that we've always catered to, it has actually become quite a bit more social. We throw parties now, and certainly the stigma around attending a venue like ours now, I'm really pleased to say, has actually changed. And obviously in that time, we've undergone quite a few renovations as well. We even have a licensed bar. So it's become quite a social space.
Yeah, awesome. And you've obviously been moving more into kind of those men's health spaces as well, including monkeypox. Like, you know, while we haven't had the huge caseload in Australia, it's still kind of a concern for your patrons and, you know, all of us. Yeah. So was this something that the Steamworks patrons were concerned about, and what were they saying to you about this?
Look, to be really honest, luckily people in Perth in particular haven't really had a need to be concerned yet. Mm-hmm. We obviously, you know, we are very focused on sexual health and making sure that people can have, you know, an enjoyable experience and do it in the safest and healthiest way possible. So we obviously always look to see what's happening around the world. And obviously we had COVID, and we voluntarily closed for 7 months during COVID. Obviously there was the forced lockdowns. Yeah. But we kind of went above and beyond that, and we shut any, you know, there were other restrictions that we placed on ourselves to make sure that we could remain safe. And I guess that's what we've done now with monkeypox. So whilst we're not obviously closing, there isn't a risk in Perth yet. It was very low, the risk in Perth. As you mentioned, there'd only been 5 people. But regardless, we take it really seriously. And that's why we've worked really hard with WA Health to make sure that we can get the vaccination out there before it really becomes an issue.
Yeah. So what kind of the precautions that Steamworks have in place to kind of stop the spread?
Great question. So we had WA Health come through and do a full audit, and their head of infectious diseases came through, and they basically scoured the venue effectively. Luckily for us, the chemicals and the processes that we follow, of course, you know, following on from COVID and just because of the nature of the venue that we operate, everything was already hospital grade. So all the surfaces are disinfected. We have special chemicals that we leave on things like chains, for example, on the sling that actually fight off bacteria. And so the processes and the cleaning that we go through are already hospital grade. And so that there really wasn't a huge amount that needed to be done. So effectively the venue itself is safe. And now the next thing we need to do is just make sure that our customers are keeping themselves as safe as possible. And that's why we've worked to put the clinics together.
Yeah, we'd love to hear it. Can you tell us about the walk-in vaccination clinic?
I can. I'm very excited about it. So it starts tomorrow. They run every single day for at least the next week. So we're going to gauge the number of people. Obviously, WA Health have also been running their weekend clinic. So I think it's important to say there are other options other than us as well. So there's lots of options to get vaccinated. All the information is on our website. But basically, our customers basically can come in. 12 and 2 is the first session starting tomorrow, but all the times are on the website. We have day and nighttime sessions, totally free. Obviously, it's designed for men that have who have sex with men, so there is a requirement around that. And you do need to be over 18 to enter Perth Steamworks, and that restriction will still apply for the clinic. But basically, it's simply a walk-in service. You don't even need to make an appointment. And if you so wish, you can remain totally anonymous. It just means that your vaccination, your online health record won't be updated. So obviously, we recommend providing your name. But if for whatever reason you can't provide your name, you're not willing, you can still get vaccinated.
Fantastic. If you're just tuning in now, you are on All Things Queer. And joining me today is Mike Drummond, owner of Perth Steamworks, to tell us about the walk-in vaccination clinics to combat monkeypox. Mike, this is not the only sexual health service on offer at Steamworks. Can you tell us a bit about your partnership with M-Clinic?
Yes, so we have had a very long-running and, you know, we have a great relationship with WAC and also the M-Clinic, and they run a completely free sexual health clinic every Thursday night from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And for both them, just to be clear, for the monkeypox vaccination clinic and for the M-Clinic, you can enter the venue for free. So if you're coming to access either of the clinics, it's totally free. There's no charge to see the nurse. And as I said, they run every Thursday, they run a pop-up sexual health clinic where anyone can come and get free STD checks.
That is a fantastic initiative. We love to see it. You mentioned earlier that about stigma, like, and there is a lot of stigma around queer men's sexual health still, unfortunately. Do you think that times are changing, or is there still more work to be done in this space?
Look, there's always work to be done. I do think it is changing, and I think it's actually changing quite rapidly. And it's been really interesting to see, in particularly in terms of attitudes towards venues. Lots of venues like ourselves are evolving. You know, Sydney Sauna, there's lots of other venues around Australia that are evolving, and the parties and things like that are now becoming quite famous, and people are actively opting to go to those events in place of others. So look, I definitely, and attached to that then is obviously a bit of a change in attitudes towards sex. And oddly, I think things like OnlyFans are also actually changing people's attitudes. Sex now is much more open, it's much more accessible, and the stigma around it, I do genuinely feel, is significantly reducing, which we're also seeing in significant increases in numbers of people coming in every day. So it's interesting to see how time goes by, but definitely the stigma is certainly dissolving, which is great to see.
Fantastic. And just one more time, when is the clinic up and running?
Yeah, so it starts tomorrow. First session is running from 12 till 2:30, and then at every single day thereafter until at least next Wednesday. And as I said as well, we do also have, so it's every day from 12 till 2:30. We also have clinics running on multiple evenings from 8 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. But if you just head to the Perth Steamworks website under the Monkeypox tab or on our Instagram, we have all of the times. And on there as well, we also have just some information around symptoms, what to look for on yourself and others, and just some generalized information available. But look, again, just to confirm, I guess the most important thing is there is not a huge risk at the moment, but it's still important to get vaccinated. And just confirming, you know, as we said before, there's only been 5 cases in Perth, all of which were return travelers. But we're still encouraging people to get vaccinated as soon as possible so that we can,
absolutely,
you know, get on top of it before it becomes a problem.
Yeah. Never be too safe. Michael, thank you so much for your time, and all the best for the clinic. It's a fantastic initiative.
Thank you very much, mate. Look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. That was Michael from Steamworks. If you'd like to know more about the walk-in clinic or anything about Steamworks, you can head to perthsteamworks.com.au.